We welcome you to this contemplative Celtic worship service here at University Baptist Church. We're glad you've chosen to worship with us. At this time, I would invite you to, if you haven't already gathered your elements for communion, we'll be taking communion later in the service. I invite you to go now and get some bread, something to drink, so that you have that with you when it comes time to take communion together. I'd also encourage you to find a comfortable place to sit, a place where you can be quiet, where you can focus and be in a contemplative spirit as we worship together now. Hear now a reading of a poem by Maya Angelou, Caged Bird. A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wing in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. The free bird thinks of another breeze, and the trade winds soft through the sighing trees, and the fat worms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own. But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare screen. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. Caged bird with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom.
Thank you. Let us pray. You broke down the barriers between us when you crept in beside us. For in Jesus, the smiling Jesus, the storytelling Jesus, the controversial truth-telling Jesus, the annoying Jesus, the loving and forgiving Jesus, your love was enfleshed, showing we are precious in your sight. You opened our eyes to see how the rich were empty and the poor were full. You dared to take the widow's mite, the child's loaves, the babe at the breast, and in these simple things to point out the path to your kingdom. You said, "Follow me," for on our own we could not discover the depths of your love. You gave us hands to hold, black hands and white hands, African hands and Asian hands, the clasping hands of lovers and the reluctant hands of those who don't believe they are worth holding. And when we wanted to shake our fist, you still wanted to hold our hand, because in Christ we become one body. Here, in the company of the neighbor whom we know and the stranger in our midst and the self from whom we turn, we ask to love as Jesus loved. Make this the place and time, good Lord, when heaven and earth merge into one and we in word and flesh can grasp that in Christ we are one. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11. Oh, how sweet the light of day, and how wonderful to live in the sunshine. Even if you live a long time, don't take a single day for granted. Take delight in each light-filled hour, remembering that there will also be many dark days, and that most of what comes your way is smoke. You who are young, make the most of your youth, relish your youthful vigor, follow the impulses of your heart. If something looks good to you, pursue it. But know also that not just anything goes. You have to answer to God for every last bit of it. Live footloose and fancy free. You won't be young forever. Youth lasts about as long as smoke.
Species long since departed. Mark the mastodon, the dinosaur who left dried tokens of their sojourn here on our planet floor. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages. But today, the rock cries out to us clearly, forcefully, come. You may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny, but seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here. You, created only a little lower than the angels, have crouched too long in the bruising darkness, have lain too long face down in ignorance, your mouth spilling words armed for slaughter. The rock cries out to us today. You may stand upon me, but do not hide your face. Let us say a prayer for those who need to be remembered tonight. Those who have made the news headlines today because of what they have done or said. Those who have been brought to our attention through a meeting or conversation. Those who are in hospital, in care, or in a place which is strange to them. Those in whose family, marriage, or close relationship there is stress or a breakup. Those who are waiting for a birth or a death, or news which will affect their lives. Those who need to forget the God they do not believe in and meet the God who believes in them. Those whose pain or potential we should not forget to share with God tonight. Lord, we believe that you hear our prayer and will be faithful to your promise to answer us. When our eyes open again, may they do so not to end our devotions, but to expect your kingdom. For Jesus' sake, amen. Oh.
collection by Langston Hughes, Dreams. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. The angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness, we have bread and wine to offer, which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing, so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves. May they become in God's presence a mark of the beloved community. During the meal, Jesus took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and said to his disciples, "This is my body. It is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth and the work of human hands through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example.
Thank you.
better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world. Here is the bread of life. Feed on it with gratitude. Here is the cup of salvation. Drink from it and believe. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. So come to this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more, you who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed, come. It is Christ who invites us to meet him here. And now let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all. Amen.